mean, we all have cell phones and we all use them, but I think there is a certain degree of disdain that we all feel. And we just think it's a little bit ridiculous. And you find yourself in the grocery store, you know, thinking, gee, I remember when people used to be able to make it all the way down the whole soup aisle without taking a call. And there's something in us that's annoyed with this sudden need to be in constant conversation at all times. And so I have observed repeatedly in my travels.
Florida! Folks, you know who's up here tonight. It's the Ashley Gang. They're here at the 55th Florida Annual Florida Folk Festival, or the first, as Paul said it in his own memorial words, Annual Frost Festival. The Ashley Gang was a gang that ravaged the east coast of Florida in the early 20s, finally getting wiped out in 1925. This group has come to their salvation by bringing forth good musical vibrations and harmonies and tunes. And so, because of the delay, I'm not going to talk any longer about the Ashley Gang, other than mention you got Al Scortino, Paul Garfield, and Michelle Lowe. Give us a big hand and welcome the Ashley Gang.
Have a seat, let's drink some whiskey. Yeah, there's some things I need to say. Now you can call it my confession, 'cause it sure feels like judgment day. Left my woman and a baby. Law was hard upon my heels. You know I would have loved to stay there. Hope you never know the way it feels. So have a seat, let's drink some whiskey. Yeah, there's some things I need to say. You can call it my confession, 'cause it sure feels like judgment day. I must have wrote 100 letters. I swear I meant to send each one. Well, now I keep them to remind me mother and son. So have a seat, let's drink some whiskey. Yet there's some things I need to say. You can call it my confession, but it sure feels like judgment day. All the papers, they say you're damn good with a gun. Guess we're really not so different. Just that badge on your chest, my son. So have a seat, let's drink some whiskey. Some things I need to say. You can call it my confession, 'cause it sure feels like judgment day. Now before you pull that trigger, before you send me to my, take this message to your whiskey. There's some things I need to say. You can call it my confession. If it sure feels like judgment day. It sure feels like judgment. Sure feels like Judgment Day. Okay, out there? Everything good? It's great to be here. We're going to look back on this in May and laugh. Seen him standing by the railroad. He was waiting for a train. Picked him up while he was walking, heading nowhere in the rain. I said, "Mister, where you go?" Said it's a hard thing to explain, but I've been walking on these railroad tracks since this whole world went insane. And I can hear the whistle blowing. Ooh, I can almost smell the smoke. I believe this world was better when we were simple folk. He said, "You know, I've seen some changes. Sometimes it feels like it's a dream. No one knows just where it goes. All caught up in this machine. But I can hear the whistle blowing. Ooh, I can almost smell the smoke. I believe this world was better when we were simple folk." Sent a man up to the moon just to see what he could see. They're splitting atoms underground. It doesn't make much sense to me. Now we're all standing at the crossing. We're all waiting for a train. One to take us back where we came from before this whole world went insane. And I can hear the whistle blowing. Ooh, I can almost smell the smoke. I believe this world was better when we were simple folk. Yeah, I can hear the whistle blowing. Ooh, I can almost smell the smoke. And I believe this world was better. We were simple folk. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Thanks.
No, we're okay.
No, we're good. Good.
This is one where we sure would like to have our flute player, but she had to work today. She'll be here tomorrow with us. We're 60% of the Ashley gang tonight. How's your hand doing?
It's a little cold.
Sits on her porch and it's morning, chasing the words that spin round in her head. Life at the creek can explode without warning, turn on a phrase that some neighbor had said. Life is a joy between birthing and dying, crackers, black faces, and white jasmine blooms. Living is hard, but we soar in the trying. Between the swamp and the scrub, now there's plenty of room. We're like Lusa and Orange, they come closest together, where pictures are painted on words that we speak. We suffer our neighbors, our crops and the weather, but living's like heaven out here at the creek. Marjorie stands where the grass flows like rivers. Birds fly like angels untouched by the sun. She thinks about progress, the thought makes her shiver. How swift will her river of grass be to run? Joys of life between marshes and mangroves, gators and wildcats and white jasmine blooms. Living is hard, but we're judged in the trying. Between the cane and the trail, now there isn't much room. We're the strays and the keys, come closest together, where pictures are painted on Florida Bay. Suffer the cattle, the roads and the orange groves, but living's like heaven out here in the glades. Grows and its blossoms still placed on the table inside. She looks for her sister she never did know, and they sail on her river of grass side by side. We're like Lusa and RJ, come closest together, where pictures are painted on words that we speak. We suffer our neighbors, our crops and the weather, but living's like heaven out here at the creek. Yeah, living's like heaven out here at the creek. We are climbing. Jacob's ladder we are climbing. Jacob's ladder, soldiers of the cross.
Thank
you. Uh-oh, you got one?
Working on it.
Okay. Normally, we start this next song with our percussionist slash accordionist slash all around strange individual, Norm MacDonald. But he had a little accident on the way to the festival, and his wife apparently took a fall when they stopped at a rest area, and she has broken her wrist. So they had to go home. He told us not to tell anybody that, so keep it under your hat if you can.
Just between us.
As always, we followed his wishes. So this is called The Fisherman.
Well, just like their fathers before them, they pulled their lives from the sea, just like their fathers before them. A fisherman's all that they'll be. Well, it's up in the darkness each morning, out on the water by dawn, working the nets till their backs ache. Job that just never gets done. Oh, but they still go down to the water the way that they've done it for years. They still go down to the water. The seas in their blood, the seas in their blood, the seas in their blood and their tears. Say goodbye to their families. They know they might never return. And the ocean, it shows no forgiveness. That might be the last lesson they learn. Oh, but they still go down to the water the way that they've done it for years. They still go down to the water. The seas in their blood, the seas in their blood, the seas in their blood and their tears. There is no doubt it's a hard life. Slips through the fingers like sand, and a fisherman never retires. But a fisherman, he understands. Oh, and they still go down to the water the way that they've done it for years. They still go down to the water. The seas in their blood, the seas their blood, the seas and their blood and their tears.
Thank you. Instruments here, and we'll see how that works out.
About, maybe a month or so ago, actually a little less than a month ago, I decided it was time for me to take a little mental health break from work, so I took a Friday off, and you having a good time? Good time there, Al? There we go.
About how I thought it would.
And I did a one-day car tour with my camera of North Central Florida and ended up down at Lockloosa Lake and going through Cross Creek, where Marjorie Kinnon Rawlings lived, the subject of the song, the creek we did a couple of songs ago. You got it under control there? Doesn't look like it. But sitting on the banks of Lockloosa out on Burn Island by myself in the middle of an afternoon made me think of a song that I had written a long time ago. It's actually the first Florida song that I ever wrote. And so we resurrected this, spiffed it up a little bit. We're going to make Al sit down and play the dobro. And we're going to try a slightly different version for the first time of a song called Good Enough For Me. You ready?
Rock it.
Never seen a miracle happening. No angel stands by me. But I've shared the rich rewards of friendship, and that's good enough for me. Shared in the rich rewards of friendship, and that's good enough for me. Never toured the halls of Europe, and I have not crossed the sea. But I've stood beside the St. John's River, and that's good enough for me. Stood beside the St. John's River, and that's good enough for me. Never been to the Washington White House, and I have not met Kennedy. But I've walked in the shadows of Osceola, and that's good enough for me. Walked in the shadows of Osceola, and that's good enough for me. Pensacola to Mayport, to the last lonely Western Key. I have sheltered in the shade of a live oak and palm, and that's good enough for me. And I've not sung on the stages of New York City and L.A.'s. Heard my harmony, but I've baptized my work at the banks of Lockloosa, and that's good enough for me. Baptized my work at the banks of Lockloosa, and that's good enough for me. Now I've been back and forth across the roads of this country, California to Tennessee, and I've wandered the scrub of Alachua County, and that's good enough for me. Wandered the scrub of Alachua County, and that's good enough for me. From Pensacola to Mayport, the last lonely Western Key. I have sheltered in the shade of a live oak and palm, and that's good enough for me. Sheltered in the shade of a live oak and palm, and that's good enough for me.
Excellent. Now I get to switch sides of the country.
Okay. I survived that. I didn't get too injured.
It's all right. It's good.
I don't think he injured too many people out in front of me, so that was a good thing.
Yeah, you guys okay? Is that thing still turned on? Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you're on there.
I knew it. My daughter moved over to Oklahoma for about a year and a half, a couple years back. When she came home, she reported it's not too much like Florida there. And I compiled all of her grievances about Oklahoma and put them into a song. And it's really a Florida song, but it's called A Girl in Oklahoma.
Well, she grew up near the water, where the mangrove line the shore, where the osprey and eagle landed right outside her door. One day she heard the highway calling, so she packed and headed west. If she'd have checked her rearview mirror, I'm sure she never would have left. Now there's a girl in Oklahoma, big blue eyes and golden hair. About the springtime, the smell of orange blossoms in the air. She says the plains go on forever, they look just like the big brown sea, and it wouldn't hurt my feelings if I never saw another tumbleweed. There's a girl in Oklahoma with big blue eyes and golden hair, and she dreams about the springtime, the smell of orange blossoms. She never thought she'd miss it, the day summer rains. We'll blame it on the Florida sunshine, it's still running through her veins. Says the people here are friendly, oh, but they don't understand. A girl can't live out on the prairie when she was raised upon the Florida sand. There's a girl in Oklahoma, big blue eyes and golden hair, and she dreams about the springtime, the smell of orange blossoms in the air. She still dreams about the springtime, the smell of orange blossoms in the air.
A little frost on the chords.
We're not used to this much humidity. I live in a town called Sebastian on the East Coast, kind of in the middle of the state. And there's Indian River runs through that area. We used to go fishing down along the river on a little dirt road on Sunday afternoons, and it was so beautiful they decided to build mansions along the side of it, put up no parking signs, and tell us to get lost. So this is a little farewell to a place we call the River Road. Sitting there, bare feet in an old lawn chair, cool breeze blowing through my hair on the river road. Cool shade in the warm sunshine, kids playing with a fishing line, mockingbirds and the dragonflies on the river road. Summer days we wasted there, didn't watch the time. Didn't think we had a care, they snuck up from behind. Then someone put up a gate, just another piece of real estate. Sold it for $1.8 million, by the river road. Big machines came and laid it low, all their money if you paid no. Took 100 years to grow the trees on the river road. And I wonder if they know what it is they've done. Maybe they'll just walk away into the setting sun. Took a picture long ago of a place I used to know. You could watch the river flow along the river road. I remember sitting there, bare feet in an old lawn chair, cool breeze blowing through my hair on the river road. If you go down there today, there's nothing much to see. Nothing but the memories of things it used to be. Okay, well, we're running out of time, and but we do have time for one more. And this is a little story about a gang of outlaws rampaged through Florida in the early 1900s. Committed loads of crimes, had a great time, but eventually met up with the sheriff, and he took care of their problems. They caught him down near where I live, and so I felt it necessary to write the song and make them more famous than they already were. This is called The Ashley Gang. Thanks a lot for listening. We have CDs up there. We were told to make sure we said that.
At the FOF booth.
And we'll see you guys around over the weekend.
He learned to hunt and fish, he learned the trapper's ways. And those that knew him said he wasn't all that bad. But those was he murdered? Might just disagree with that. He took to robbing banks, he took to running rum. Of the 10 most wanted, he was number one. Seen the sheriff, he was always on his trail. But the long arm of the law did not prevail till the Ashley gang went down. They went out looking for trouble. Trouble's what they found. Sheriff Baker made a promise before they laid him in the ground. He'd see the Ashley gang go down. Well, I guess it was a family affair. Maybe progress was just more than they could bear. He never worked an honest job for honest pay. Three brothers and his father bit the dust along the way before the Ashley gang went down. They were now looking for trouble. Trouble's what they found. Sheriff Baker made a promise before they laid him in the ground. He'd see the Ashley gang go down. And I guess that some would say that John Ashley thought the crime paid. Beneath the cover of the darkness like a ghost, he decided that their spree would end right here. He would keep the promise that he chased for all these years. They strung a logging chain right across the road, and sure enough, you know it stopped those criminals cold. Some would say the sheriff murdered them in spite, but some believe there was one hell of a fight. When the Ashley gang went down, they went out looking for trouble. Trouble's what they found. Sheriff Baker made a promise before they laid him in the ground. He'd see the Ashley gang go down. Sheriff Baker made a promise before they laid him in the ground. He'd see the Ashley gang go down.
Good night, everybody. Stay warm. Thank you very much. Thanks, sound people.
Okay, everybody. Let's